Talking Trees with certified arborist Stephen Price. We were talking about a Mexican sapote fruit tree. Myrna had a question on, and you have a little advice for her?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, we were just double-checking because not real common tree, but also called a Mexican apple. But the main point here is what I was going to talk about quickly is compounding stress factors is what kills plants and trees, and often people too. I mean, it's these things add up, oh, you know, boom, 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 they get hit. So you said specifically it got very stressed out. It was overwatered, had a lot of issues, and it's going to take actually years to really build up its immune system again, the trees, and to be healthy and happy. So I would not at all do any other pruning other than the bare minimum what you have to, and that would be to selectively prune and thin out a little bit, improve the structure of the top of the tree this whole next season, and leave as much green foliage as possible. And that means good branching. So I would only prune out any poor attachments. And this is for most trees as well, but especially if there's been stressed out already, then you really want to be careful about how much pruning you do, period. So severe pruning, would not recommend it, other than if you have a real bad attachment, a real bad crossing branch, a rubbing branch, just try to improve the shape with some structural pruning cuts and the structure of the tree at the same time.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk to Steve. Before we get to our next caller online, Ryan wants to know about a Hong Kong orchid. We've got a texter that wants to know how long to wait to replant after removing a sisu tree. And if you're not familiar with the sisu trees, they are great trees. They are fast growing, pretty hardy. But as soon as you cut one down, it's got this web of tree roots underneath the soil that just become a nightmare. They send up shoots everywhere. And I know some arborists, I've heard it different, like the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual tree conference will say, you know, I won't even touch a sisu tree. I'll let someone else mess with it because I can't guarantee the removal. You've got to send guys back there frequently to continually apply chemicals and address it and try and eradicate it. It becomes very invasive after you cut it down. So the key is if you ever plant one, just don't ever cut it down.
Yeah, sometimes that is the key, as long as it's in a sustainable area, if it has enough room. But yeah, once you cut those down, it's a great question. We get it all the time, and it's going to be subjective too. You're going to probably get a lot of different answers. The key is, did you chemically treat the stump to try to mitigate that regrowth, those sprouts that come up, because this is a real aggressive sprouter. Once it's cut down, it sends a huge stress response signal to the tree, to the root system, saying, hey, oh my gosh, you know, our head's been cut off. We need more, you know, food and energy. So they, boom, pop up all these sprouts everywhere. And sometimes it actually takes a little while, depending on the season, to how quickly they like if it's in the winter, sometimes they'll wait. And all of a sudden in the spring, you start seeing them. And then by summer, they're all over the place. So quick answer, I would wait at least a season. If you chemically treated, you have to be aware that there is a good chance, you know, probably a over 50% chance that if you replant, there may be some residual chemicals still in the fibrous roots of the soil that may come in contact and may do some damage to the new plant if you chemically treated. So that's something to keep in mind. You might want to wait two seasons or so and still know that there may be, depending on how they treated it, there may still be some damage. So in the meantime, that whole next season, you want to make sure you get any sprouts out, many as you can. You can spray some, pull some, get more root system out, but stay on top of it. I'm dealing with the same thing in my yard with acacia willow, salicina, which is also a very aggressive sprouter. And I even treated those, but boy, it's just like I didn't even touch them. And again, sprouts everywhere. So same thing, I'm just manually going to get all those out of there, as many as I can, and stay on top of it, and then replant probably in the fall.
We appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. I guess that was a text, 411-923. We'll get to Ryan, and Chandler wants to talk about Hong Kong orchid. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I had a sisu tree cut down about 5 months ago, and I put about a half gallon of chemical down, and I actually didn't have one shoot up yet. So it really does work. My question is about a Hong Kong orchid. It's been in the ground about 12 years, really slow to get going this year, as almost every one of them in the neighborhood is. But what I found this past week is where a branch had come out about 5-6 feet up on the tree, it appears to be bleeding. It's a dark kind of liquid coming down the tree, and it's running down about a foot down the tree. I pulled out where that branch had, it was loose, and I pulled it out, and now there's about a 3-inch hole right there. Is there any way to treat that, or what's happening there?
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you definitely have possibly a fungal disease. It's probably down in the roots and has worked its way up even into the tree. There is a lot of times sap flow and some flux diseases and things like that will weep that out. But with that branch, like a loose tooth in there, almost sounds like, was that what you're saying? It's almost like a loose tooth and you popped it out of there?
You know, I put them on hold because when that music hits, we have 30 seconds before the news kicks in. So we can finish talking to Ryan after this. Matt's also on the line and a couple lines ringing. 1-888-767-4348.